seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so it can be said that the blood running in the veins of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the same blood as that of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Furthermore, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. From among the various beautiful qualities and characteristics of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that a few stand out. One of the qualities and characteristics of the persona of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, which really stands out, is his clemency and his restraint of anger. Kazim, of course, which is the title given to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. Kazim means one who restrains their anger. And so we find that the biographers and the historians clearly have written and announced and proclaimed that clemency was among the great qualities and unique characteristics of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Historians have also unanimously agreed that Imam al-Kazim repelled the greatest of offenses with kindness, and that he repelled the greatest of guilts from the people with pardon, just as his holy grandfather, the great Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his household, had done as well. And so, not only is the blood that runs in the veins of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam the same as the blood that was in the veins of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but the manners, the behaviors, the sunnah, the personality of Imam Musa al-Kazim was just like the personality of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. These, dear friends, are the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن الله أعلى وأجل وأعظم من أن يبلغ كنه صفته فصفوه بما وصف به نفسه وكفوا عما سوى ذلك.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Verily Allah is too high and too exalted and too great for the reality of His description to ever be possible. So describe Him as He Himself has described Himself, and desist from anything other than that."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We find in the beautiful dialogues and the beautiful conversations of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam that he talked about what is the proper form of knowledge, what is the best kind of knowledge with one of his companions. So, of course, these conversations and these dialogues aren't merely to just have a conversation and a dialogue. These dialogues and these conversations, they have an educational and reformational aspect to them. They are being done in order to guide people. And so in one instance, we find that Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he was guiding via these conversations an individual by the name of Hassan bin Abdullah. Now, Hassan bin Abdullah was a remarkable personality. The kings around the world knew him. He would enjoy good, he would forbid the evil, and he would not fear the censure of any censurer in respects with Allah. Now, one time, this individual, Hassan bin Abdullah, he met with Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and Imam al-Kadhim said to him, "Abu Ali, I approve your behavior and am pleased with it, but you have no knowledge. Therefore, seek knowledge." Hassan bin Abdullah Abu Ali, he replied, "What kind of knowledge do you mean?" Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam replied, "Study the sciences of Islamic jurisprudence and seek the hadith, the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt." Then this man, Al-Hassan bin Abdullah Abu Ali, he went and he wrote down the traditions on the authority of different individuals, including Malik and the other jurists of Medina. Then after collecting all these traditions, he went and he showed them to Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and yet Imam al-Kadhim did not accept them, and thus he directed him to the jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt, and he told him to take the religious precepts, the Islamic jurisprudence, and the traditions from the Ahlul Bayt. The importance of gaining knowledge, true knowledge, the knowledge of Islamic jurisprudence, the knowledge of Islamic laws, and the knowledge which is contained in the wealth of a treasure by the name of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
There are a number of titles that the Imam was known by. A number of titles that he had as well as the other Imam alayhim as-salam. Because when we say Imam alayhi as-salam was Al-Abdu Salih, as he was known, this does not mean that Imam al-Ridha or Imam al-Jawad or Imam al-Sajjad were not known as Al-Abdu Salih, the righteous servant. It is because at that time Imam alayhi as-salam stood out with the following attribute and the title was given to him. Why was he known as Al-Abdu Salih? Because he would enjoy the sweetness of the worship and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would be in sujood. He would have a pair of scissors. It is said that in Baghdad they saw him in some ruins. And he was cutting the excess pieces of skin from his holy forehead due to the prostration. He would supplicate to Allah when he was in the prisons of the tyrants of the Abbasid caliphs. He would say, "Oh Allah, How many times have I beseeched you to give me an opportunity to be in isolation with you? And now you have indeed opened up this wonderful and glorious moment by which I can converse with you in private. Therefore, I am indeed grateful to you. This was Imam Musa ibn Ja'far to the extent that he was known as Zainul Mujtahideen.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أنت